Baby Bus.
Episode 6. Black Smoke, Demon King. Back in your box.
Alarm! Super strong evil force detected ahead. It's Black Smoke Demon King. Danger!
Bunny Coco is the bravest, defeating all the villains.
I am the great magician Foxy. So powerful and so cool. Black Smoke Demon King, stop your evil plan. We won't let you continue polluting the world.
Oh, my. Is this the little fox and little rabbit that released me? You want to stop me? You're not worthy.
The black smoke gathered and became a round, chubby, black monster. His eyes were as small as sesame seeds, but his mouth was so big it could swallow an elephant.
With every breath, I release evil black smoke. Let's see if you can hide.
Huh? It's really stinky. Black Smoke Demon King, you need to brush your teeth.
Oh, I haven't brushed my teeth in 100 years. How does it smell? Good?
100 years without brushing your teeth? Oh, dear! Don't come near! Watch me, snowball cannon!
Foxy took out a snowball cannon and shot out huge snowballs. The snowballs flew out, but when they touched the black smoke, they became black too, falling to the ground. The black smoke blew over. Foxy's snowball cannon turned black too.
This is strange! Why isn't my snowball cannon working?
Warning! The evil force will damage magic tools. When they turn black, they stop working.
Huh? If the magic tools don't work, what can we do, little Coco?
Black Smoke Demon King is too powerful. We're no match for him. The only thing we can do is think of a way to cover his head with the black box.
But how can we go near him? His mouth is too stinky.
I've got an idea. Foxy, you pretend to be scared away by Black Smoke Demon King, then quietly move around to his back. I'll distract him.
Huh? Little Coco, are you sure you can distract him?
Of course! Give me some magic tools, and I'm sure I can stall him. Don't worry, I can run fast. You hurry and do your part.
Okay. Oh, dear! Black Smoke Demon King is way too powerful! I'm no match for him! Look at me! Running away with my tail between my legs! These magic tools are no use! I don't want them anymore!
Foxy threw away his magic tools as he ran.
Little bunny, do you still want to fight me?
Despicable Black Smoke Demon King, with me around, don't even think about going down this mountain.
Bunny Coco began to run very fast, picking up the magic tools on the ground and launching an attack.
Magic dart! Water bubble gun!
Those are no use against me!
All the magic tools turned black. Bunny Coco was forced to an overhanging cliff.
Oh no, I can't back away anymore.
The forest was at the bottom of Bunny Coco's feet. The big trees looked as small as ants.
Little bunny, you're finished. I'll turn you black too. Then you'll be a villain. Why don't you kneel down and beg for mercy?
Bunny Coco doesn't surrender to villains, and we're putting an end to all the trouble you've caused, because this is our responsibility.
We? There's no we. Your little friend has just deserted you in terror.
Black Smoke Demon King, you mean me?
Suddenly, a voice came from behind Black Smoke Demon King.
What? What? How did you get behind me?
Foxy, charge!
Foxy rushed toward Black Smoke Demon King and jumped up forcefully.
Black Smoke Demon King, get back in your box!
Foxy raised the box and moved toward Black Smoke Demon King's head to cover it.
It's the black box, and there's a sealing charm on top. Oh, no. If the box covers my head, I'll be trapped forever. Don't!
Black Smoke Demon King was locked up once again in the black box. The sky, snowy mountain, forest, cities, towns, and all the other places gained their colors again. The evil force had vanished.
Yay! I have wisdom!
Hey! I have magic! We finally trapped the Black Smoke Demon King!